from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Wit. July 23rd. 7 in comedy. Pour the coffee. This gets weird fast. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Tate brothers arrested in Florida. Influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested in Florida on rape and sex trafficking charges and now face potential extradition to the UK. What do you think? I thought Florida was an alpha male sanctuary state. Caleb Singer, fruit ripener. Will this affect their home renovation show? Diane Goldberg, wallpaper patcher. I love when siblings are close. Lester Cox, list generator. The post Tate brothers arrested in Florida appeared first on The Onion. Next, second, from The Onion. I was once a normal little boy like you. Disney World Donald Duck warns, terrified child. Orlando, FL. In what eyewitnesses described as a deeply disturbing and totally unhinged interaction, a Disney World Donald Duck reportedly warned a terrified child Thursday that he was once a normal little boy. I may look like a silly anthropomorphic duck, but I was once a child just like you, said the Donald Duck character, claiming that while Disney World might be the most magical place on Earth, it was a dark and perverse magic. I see in your eyes the innocence I once possessed. I am Donald Kaminsky, or at least I used to be. This is no costume. It is my flesh. Up next. Third, from The Onion. New Geneva Convention allows use of child soldiers with signed permission slip. Geneva. In an effort to codify parental oversight for underage troops, a new Geneva Convention, adopted Thursday, reportedly allowed for the use of child soldiers with a signed permission slip from a legal guardian. This landmark treaty expressly forbids minors from enlisting in combat roles unless sanctioned by their parent or guardian, said International Committee of the Red Cross President Mirjana Spoljaric-Egger, explaining that the update would end the barbaric practice of children under 18 entering the front line without the express consent of their caregiver. And then, fourth, from The Onion. Study. Majority of Americans would benefit from decreased phone use during sex. Washington. Shedding light on the negative effects of excessive screen time, a new study from Georgetown University published Thursday found that most Americans would benefit from cutting down on phone use during sex. New data suggests setting down your phone during intercourse can positively impact your life, even if it's just for a few thrusts, said lead researcher Dr. Next. Fifth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, rationale for war with Iran or reason men back into parking spaces. 1. They hope to make a quick exit. 2. They want to reduce the chance of getting hit. 3. They enjoy displaying their skill even if little is actually accomplished and it takes longer than necessary. 4. It's basically just become a habit now. 5. New cameras and sensors make it easier than ever before. 6. They enjoy a moment of control and power in an otherwise chaotic world. 7. Conditions will be more hazardous later if they don't use this maneuver now. 8. Their dads and granddads did it too. 9. They must protect the defenseless Americans walking through this Trader Joe's parking lot. 10. That's comedy for July 23rd. The rest of the day is improv. Tomorrow, we run it back. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.